It's the Renaissance Festival Podcast.
Hi, Axel.
Yes, Gibbon, yes.
How about we do that shanty song?
Oh, a marvellous idea.
Sure.
Which one?
The Pea Soup Fog.
Ah, the Pea Soup Fog.
Hi.
Yes.
Well, the way we'll do it is I'll shout out a verse and you return it.
I return the verse?
That's right, in an echo.
Oh, I'll echo you.
Yes.
Oh, yes, I've got it.
Yes, okay, are you ready?
Are you ready?
Axel?
No. Oh.
What I mean is the song, not now.
I knew that. Yes, so sorry.
Oh, we're gathered here at the Buccaneer.
We're gathered here at the Buccaneer.
To have our fill and chug our beer. Tomorrow at the break of day. We'll be no more, my love, to stay. So row, ye bully boys, row. Boy, when the mist rolls and you can hear the bo'sun shout, row, boys, it's time we put ashore. Let the ship's bell sound, then we'll turn this skiff about. It'll all burn clear come the dawning. Oh, we're gathered here at the Buccaneer. To have our fill and chug our beer. Tomorrow at the break of day. We'll be no more, my love, to stay. So row, ye bully boys, row. Boys, we're howling out through the misty fog. Row, boys, it ain't that far to shore. To the harbor mistress cries and her musty grub and grog. We'll be safe and dry come the dawning. Oh, we're gathered here at the Buccaneer.
To have our fill and chug our beer.
Tomorrow at the break of day.
We'll be no more, my love, to stay.
So row, ye bully boys, row.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip that started from this Irish port aboard this pirate ship. The mate was a mighty Scottish lad, the captain sweet and pure. They set off for the Spanish main and treasures galore. The captain was a sweet young lass, to her crew she was most kind. Who'd ever heard of a sweet pirateess? She's gotta be out of her mind.
Cuckoo.
Scotsman was an insomniac, and you know he couldn't sleep unless he was snuggled up real close to his favorite sheep. I joined up with the fearless crew, my fortunes for to seek. There was no wind the day we left, so we floated for a week.
Row!
The weather started getting rough, the pirate ship was tossed. If not for the courage of the fearless crew, our whiskey would be lost.
Sacrilege.
Water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. We took in water down below, and the ship began to sink. The ship set ground on the shore of this uncharted Spanish Isle, where we met up with a gypsy girl who made the crewmen smile. She made the crewmen smile.
Harlan.
The gypsy girl was a fiery lass whose booty she could shake. We spent time with the gypsy girl and gave the sheep a break.
And gave the sheep a break.
So join us here each year, my friends, the captain and her crew. The pirates, gypsies, and minstrels will sing and play for you.
We'll sing and play for you. We'll sing and play for you.
Ahoy, mateys. It's the Renaissance Festival Podcast, Pirate Show, celebrating International Talk Like a Pirate Day. The first two songs you heard were Piece of Fog, performed by Axel de Sot and Kippen the Troubadour, from the album Keel Heroes. And you can find out more about Axel at Axel the Thought on Facebook. Followed by A Pirate's Tale, performed by Black, Jack, and Blarney from the album Bite Size. And you can find out more about them on Twitter. This is the Renaissance Festival Podcast, Season 19, Episode 19. Show number 444. I be your host, Tony. Next up, we have A Pirate's Life, performed by Fugly, from the album Fugly for Less Than Authorized Bootleg Edition. After that, we heard A Pirate Ship of Diamonds, performed by the Majestic Rain, from the album Renaissance Steel. You can find out more about them at matthigginsmusic.com.
Oh, a pirate's life is a lonely life, and the only life for me. We loves our rum and we drinks our grog as we sail the roaring sea. With a yo-ho-ho, our shanties sound as we live a life that's free. And the merchants flee as we hoist our flag, for we takes whate'er we please. Oh, our sails strain from the wind and the rain as we ride the coming storm. But our captain says if we stay our course, we'll be seeing land by morn. We're bound for terra incognito by any man of woman born. And all our crews the devils do for our godly lives forsworn. The royal fleet won't admit defeat, and they're gunning for us still. And although they try, we'll spit in their eyes, we come and go at will. From the tides of Mount St. Michael's to the sands of Port Royal, if they won't flee, we'll cross their T and send them straight to hell. A pirate's life is a lonely life, and the only life for me. We loves our rum and we drinks our grog as we sail the roaring sea. With a yo-ho-ho, our shanties sound as we live a life that's free. And the merchants flee as we hoist our flag, for we takes whate'er we please. Our only hope's for the end of a rope that's swinging from a tree, or the cannonball that sends us all to the bottom of the sea. Remember, every comrade fallen means more shares for you and me, till we anchor at our port of call and hire more inscriptees. Oh, a pirate's life is a lonely life, and the only life for me. We loves our rum and we drinks our grog as we sail the roaring sea. With a yo-ho-ho, our shanty sound as we live a life that's free. And the merchants flee as we hoist our flag, for we takes whate'er we please. And the merchants flee as we hoist our flag, for we takes whate'er we please.
trading ship will bring them to the knees. And it's cheer up, lads. Keep your hearts brave and bold. For the pirate ship, the Diamond, goes a hunting the Spanish gold. When we spot a trading ship, we ready the broadside. We load our cannons and our guns. They know where to hide. Let's raise the flag and hoist the sails. And now the chase begins. We're in range, light the fuse and stow their mast right in. And it's cheer up, lads. Keep your hearts brave and bold. For the pirate ship, the Diamond, goes a hunting Spanish gold. It's a help to the adventure, like wise Queen Anne's revenge. Beware the adventure galley and the bounty ship of fame. We raise the Roger when we fight and fire the cannon bold. When we return to Tortuga, we'll spend our love of gold. And cheer up, me lads. Keep your hearts brave and bold. For the pirate ship, the Diamond, goes a hunting the Spanish gold.
This is Vince Conaway, hammered dulcimer player, telling you that the Louisiana Renaissance Festival is a highlight of talent from the festival circuit. Come see Paulo Garbanzo, Christoph the Insulter, Jacques the Whipper, Shakespeare Approves, Chased Treasure, and so much more. Plus, you know, me. Situated around a beautiful lake, the village is full of incredible vendors and has some of the best food on circuit, which is to be expected in southern Louisiana. I look forward to seeing you there in the fall.
Hoist the sails and climb the rigging, surrender now, no quarter given. Run them down and hear the cannons roar. We'll fight for gold, we'll fight for treasure. Ranging in, we take your measure. Surrender now, you'll ne'er see the shore. Sail on, me lads, get ready to fight. Strike up the band, let's celebrate tonight. Let's end this fight before it ever starts. Raise up and yell, strike fear in their hearts. And hoist the sails and climb the rigging. Surrender now, no quarter given. Run them down and hear the cannon.
surrender now, no quarter given. Run them down and hear the cannons roar. We'll fight for gold, we'll fight for treasure. Range it in, we take your measure. Surrender now, or you'll ne'er see the shore. Hoist the sails and climb the rigging. Surrender now, no quarter given. Run them down and hear the cannons roar. We'll fight for gold, we'll fight for treasure. Range it in, we take your measure. Surrender now, or you'll ne'er see the shore. Hoist the sails and climb the rigging. Surrender now, no quarter given.
His name was Teach. When he came to Carolina, like a man possessed, he scoured the sea,
and the devil called him son.
Run, you Teach, the demon of the sea. Run, you sailors, run, with a beard of flame and a heart of ice. Black be the devil's son.
He shot his first mate in the hold one day. He said, I don't give a damn. If I don't kill someone now and then, you'll forget who I am. Married a girl of 15 years named Liza. From across the town they heard her scream
as he took her maiden head.
Blackbeard,
Teach, the demon of the sea. Run, you sailors, run, with a beard of flame and a heart of ice. Blackbeard, the devil's son.
Governor Spotswood cried, all in the world of Blackbeard, 100 pounds will buy his head, and hell can have his soul. Portsmouth town there sailed a man named Maynard. He did not come to save their lives.
He came for bounty money.
Blackbeard,
Teach, the demon of the sea. Run, you sailors, run, with a beard of flame and a heart of ice. Blackbeard, the devil's son.
Teach met his fate on the shores of Carolina. A challenge rang across the waves. You'll dance with death today. Sabers bit and bullets flew as the ships drew side by side. Blackbeard screamed like a cannon's roar. It's a damn good day to die.
Blackbeard, Teach, the demon of the sea. Run, you sailors, run, with a beard of flame and a heart of ice. Blackbeard, the devil's son.
An axe, a sword, a bullet's burned. Blackbeard stood them all. He spat at his killers through broken teeth.
You'll never take me alive!
Teach is gone, the seas are safe today. But down in hell the devil's laughing,
cause Blackbeard's home to stay.
Blackbeard,
Teach, the demon of the sea. Run, you sailors, run, with a beard of flame and a heart of ice. Blackbeard, the devil's son.
There Was No Quarter Given, performed by Cross Cannons from the album Skull and Cross Cannons. You can find out more about them on Facebook at Cross Cannons, along with The Devil's Son, performed by The Jolly Rogers from the album Pirate's Gold. You can find out more about them at jollyrogerskc.com. I think it's time for a refill. Hope you guys have plenty of rum hanging along here as we get into... Next up, The Skeleton Crew, performed by Captain Black Sea Dogs from the album Tales of the Black Dog. You can find out more about them at Facebook by looking for Sea Dogs Music, along with A Pirate's Life, performed by Rumbling Sailors from the album Bright, Shiny, Clear. You can find out more about Rumbling Sailors by looking up Rumbling Sailors on Facebook.
Ship Tempest let her faithful in. She was tossed upon the reef, and the crew cried out in grief as death took them from the realm of living men.
of the sea late at night, when the wind is blowing right, and the full moon is shining over the sea. Well, you can't see her sails shining ghostly and pale as she turns from the weather to me. And the crew made their graves while beneath the ocean waves, and the captain vowed he wasn't through. Well, he swore with his last breath to sailor justice at death, the tempest and the skeleton crew. Sail holds our full moon, the riches beyond imagination. Though the deck's stained in red with the blood of the dead, each man still ready at station. And they say late at night, when the wind is blowing right, and the full moon shining over the sea. Well, you can see her sails shining ghostly and pale as she turns from the weather to me. And the crew made their graves far beneath the ocean waves, and the captain bowed, he wasn't through. Swore with his last breath to say the justice and death, the tempest and the skeleton.
Well, it's wonderful in the life of a pirate, with the freedom to take what we can, and we'll sail the world over, searching for plunder, not fearing to face any man, not fearing to face any man. We call no man our master, no lord, no king, not long in one place do we stay. this world's for those who can grab it and hold it. Possession's the law of the day. So we drink what we want, we don't bother with buying. We see what we mean, there ain't no point to lying. Don't like what we see, you might find yourself dying. And a manner to gruesome to say. And it's wonderful to end the life of a pirate with the freedom to take what we can. And we'll sail the world over, searching for plunder, not fearing to face any man.
Not fearing to face any man.
When we come into town to spend all our spoils, a good time will be had by all. We'll all head to some pub to get drunk off our arses. When we're there ain't no less call. I'll get rum for myself and buy ale for my friends, and a great deal of loot on the wenches I'll spend. When the money's all gone, it's off to sea again, to drink a loaf or cannonball. And it's wonderful to end the life of a pirate with the freedom to take what we can. And we'll sail the world over, searching for plunder, not fearing to face any man.
Not fearing to face any man.
There's not one of us left who has not yet been bloodied. The killing's a part of our trade, and the only thing standing between us and death, strength of arm and speed of blade. So we'll live every day like it might be our last. For all of us know that life is hard and fast. We live for the moment, don't care about the past. Promises our comradeship made. And it's wonderful to end the life of a pirate with the freedom to take what we can. And we'll sail the world over, searching for plunder, not fearing to face any man.
Not fearing to face any man.
And it's wonderful to end the life of a pirate.
The Renaissance Festival podcast would like to thank the following patrons of our show. Our honorary minion, Matt Letter. The friends of the podcast, Dan Ray and Mari Voipio. The patrons of the podcast, Gary Clark, Hank Woodward, Jas White, Jason Youngberg, Mark Gunn, Nicholas Walton, Optimum Prime, Ron Lankford, and Sonny LaBrunda. And our additional patrons, Elizabeth Thomas, Jason Pace, Matthew Newman, Robert Pratt, Robert Smith, Ryan T., Victoria, and April Knight. And a special thanks to our longest-running patron, Jason Youngberg, a patron since August 2015.
Oh, this is gonna be great.
On a summer's day, when the wave was rippled by the softest, gentlest breeze, did a ship set sail with a cargo laden for a port beyond the seas. There were fond farewells, signals from the ones who were most concerned. Though they knew it not, 'twas a solemn parting for the ship. She never returned. Did she ever return?
No. Way too many new people here.
That's
terrible.
You do not
know the rules. This is an interactive song. We will sing, did she ever return? You yell back, no, she never returned. Yeah, very easy. And then we'll say, and her fate is yet unlearned. And you will say, no ship.
It's a P, no ship. It's a P, not a T.
Yes, because that would be the worst thing that happens in our show.
So let's try. Here we go.
Just to be clear, it is a bilabial plosive stop, not a linguodental stop. AP English for the win!
Let's give it a shot.
So right? Stop at the labia, not at the dental dam. All right, good enough.
Did she ever return? And her fate is yet unlearned. Though for years and years there were fond hearts watching for the ship that never returned. Said a feeble lad to his anxious mother, I must cross the wide, wide sea. For they say perchance in a foreign climate there is help and strength for me. 'Twas a gleam of hope in a maze of danger, and her heart for her.
sing on the ship that never returned. And did she ever return? That never returned. Only one more trip, said a gallant seaman as he kissed his weeping wife. Only one more purse of that golden treasure, and will last us all through life. Then I'll spend my days in our cozy cottage and enjoy the rest I've earned. But alas, poor man, for he sailed a commander on the ship that never returned. And did she ever return? That never returned. Did she ever return?
No, she never returned.
And her fate is yet unlearned.
But
for years and years, there were fond hearts watching for the ship that never returned.
Break it!
Did she ever return?
No, she never returned.
And the fate is yet unlearned.
What?
On a ship that never returned. On a ship that never returned.
Courtney Love!
Did she ever return? Yes, really!
Next style, Kabuki!
Did she ever return?
This is not practical.
This is gonna get real racist real fast.
Next style, musical theater!
Did she ever return?
No, she never returned. And her fate is yet unknown.
For years and years, there were fond hearts watching for the ship.
The ship did ever come back? No, the ship did never return. We are sitting at the dock saying, where the hell's the ship?
Lost his mind
when Pierre and his horse take their ride.
Just heard The Ship That Never Returns, performed by Righteous Blackguard from the album Just a Tip. You can find out more about them at righteousblackguard.com. And followed by The Ghost of Pierre LeBlanc, performed by the Whiskey Bay Rovers, from the album Broadside Ballade. You can find out more about them on Facebook at Whiskey Bay Rovers. Our next song is what I hope you all are doing this very day while listening to the show. It is Talk Like a Pirate, performed by Tom Minson and the Blue Buccaneers, from the album The World's Ablaze. And you can find out more about his music at tomminson.net. And it wouldn't be a pirate show without Hoisting the Colors, performed by The Crossjacks from the album The Crossjacks. And you can look him up on Google by The Crossjacks.
If ye be a lusty lad,
talk like a pirate.
If ye be a lusty lad,
talk like a pirate.
If ye be a lusty lad,
talk like a pirate. Talk like a pirate, yay.
If ye be a lively lass,
talk like a pirate.
If ye be
Some are alive, others sail the seas with the keys to the cage and the devil to pay. We lay for Fiddler's Green. Yo-ho, all together, hoist the colors high. Heave-ho, thieves and beggars, never shall we die. The bell has been raised from her watery sepulchral tone, a call to all, pay heed the squall and turn yourselves for home. Yo-ho, all together, hoist the colors high. Heave-ho, thieves and beggars, never shall we die. Men stole the queen from her bed and wrapped her in her bones. The seas be ours, and by the powers,
ahoy, friends! The Season 3 Kickstarter for Skyjack's Courier's Call is currently live! Swiftwell couriers the world over have waited for months for this opportunity to help create the third season of Skyjack's Courier's Call, and now you, too, can join us. Skyjack's Courier's Call is an award-winning, all-ages actual play and storytelling podcast. First two seasons for free on any podcatcher app. Visit bit.ly/ccseason3 and back the campaign to bring our third season to life.
Look ahead, look astern, look at weather in the lee.
Blow high, blow low, and so sail we.
There's a lofty ship to starboard, and she's sailing fast and free.
Sailing down along the coast of High Barbary.
Oh, are you a pirate, or man of war, called he?
Blow high, blow low, and so sail we.
Oh, no, I'm not a pirate, but a man of war, cried me.
Sailing down along the coast
of hyperbole.
So back up your topsails and heave your vessel to.
Blow high, blow low, and so sailed we.
For we have got some letters to be carried home by you.
Sailing down along the coast of Hyperbole.
We'll back up our topsails and heave our vessel to.
Blow high, blow low, and so sailed we.
But only in some harbor and along the side of you.
Sailing down along the coast of Hyperbole.
For broadside, we fought along the main.
Blow high, blow low, and so sailed we.
Until at last we pirates blew that merchant's mast away.
Sailing down along the coast of Hyperbole.
For quarters, her officers all cried.
Blow high, blow low, and so sailed we.
But the quarters that we showed them was to sink them in the tide.
Sailing down along the coast of Hyperbole.
With cutlass and gun, we fought for hours three.
Blow high, blow low, and so sailed we.
Oh, their ship, it was their coffin, and their grave, it was the sea.
Sailing down along the coast of Hyperbole.
Look ahead, look astern, look aware, they're in the lee.
Blow high, blow low, and so sailed we.
There's a lofty ship to starboard, and she's sailing fast and free.
Sailing down along the coast of Hyperbole. Sailing down along the coast of Hyperbole.
My lover had left me to sail the seven seas, and to his love would stay true. Alone I did conspire to dress in man's attire and to join with his pirate crew.
Sail on, me boys, sail on, for our journey is long. Full well we know our fate, for the bloody gallows wait. Sail on, me boys, sail on.
One evening in a brawl I beat the groom and all. The quartermaster felt my might. I showed my lover then his doom, but the child within my womb
those bastards, I do warn, though my child is unborn, she will avenge her family's strife.
Sail on, me boy, sail on, for our journey is long. Oh, well, we know our fate, for the letting out of sweet. Sail on, me boy, sail on. Sail on, me boy, sail on, for our journey is long. Oh, well, we know our fate, for the letting out of sweet. Sail on, me boy, sail on. Sail on, me boy, sail on. Sail on, me boy, sail on.
You just heard Sail On by the Merry Wives of Windsor from their album Bottoms Up. Before that was High Barbary by Marooned from their album Dance Macaw. This is Greg from The Wren List. Here's a look at what fairs are opening and closing in the next few weeks. On September 16th, the Northern California Renaissance Fair in Hollister and the St. Louis Renaissance Festival start their seasons. Both continue until October 22nd. As might be expected, there are a bunch of pirate events going on too. On the weekend of the 16th, there's a pirate festival in Marcus Hook, Pennsylvania, as well as the North Glen Pirate Fest in North Glen, Colorado. And many of the large fairs that are open right now have pirates as one of their theme weekends, so check the fairs near you for their schedules. Finally, I want to highlight a new listing for us, the Honoka'a Renaissance Fair in Hawaii on the Big Island. Their second event will take place on November 12th. We're pretty sure this is the only Renaissance fair running anywhere in Hawaii, so please let us know if you're aware of any others. This is the time of year with the most fairs running. The weekend of the 16th has 25 events going on. To find a fair near you, go to therenlist.com. We've got two more pirate tracks coming up next. First is Being a Pirate by Pirates Royale from their album Blackjack. That will be followed by Gangplank by Ye Banished Privateers from the album Legend of Libertalia.
Being a pirate is all fun and games till somebody loses an ear. Oh, it drips down your neck, then it falls on the deck, and someone says, "Hi, what's this ear?" Well, you can't wear your glasses, you don't attract lasses, and folks have to shout so you'll hear. Being a pirate is all fun and games till somebody loses an ear. Oh,
it's all part of being a pirate. You can't be a pirate without your parts. Oh, it's all part of being a pirate. You can't be a pirate with all your parts.
Being a pirate is all fun and games till somebody loses a hand. Oh, it squirts and it spurts and it bloody well hurts. Pain only a pirate can stand. Well, a nice metal hook is a fashionable look, but then you can't play in the band. Being a pirate is all fun and games till somebody loses a hand. Oh,
it's all part of being a pirate. You can't be a pirate without your parts. Oh, it's all part of being a pirate. You can't be a pirate without your parts.
Being a pirate is all fun and games till somebody loses an eye.
Cool, blimey, how did that happen?
First day with the hook. It stings like the blazes. It makes you make faces, but you can't let your mates see you cry. Well, a dashing black patch will cover the hatch and make sure your socket stays dry. Being a pirate is all fun and games till somebody loses an eye. Oh,
it's all part of being a pirate. You can't be a pirate without your parts. So it's all part of being a pirate. You can't be a pirate with all your parts.
Oh, being a pirate is all fun and games till somebody loses a leg. It hurts like the dickens, your pace never quickens, hobbling around on a peg. Ask your sweetheart to marry, but too long you've tarried, and now you can't kneel down and beg. Being a pirate is all fun and games till somebody loses a leg. Oh,
it's all part of being a pirate. You can't be a pirate with all your parts. Oh, it's all part of being a pirate. You can't be a pirate with all your parts.
Well, being a pirate is all fun and games till somebody loses a... what's it? You didn't choose it, but you'd still hate to lose it, and you're hoping that somebody spots it. What's that?
I'm not picking that up.
Then the doc comes along, and he sews it back on, or he ties it up tight and he knots it. Being a pirate is all fun and games till somebody loses a what's it. Oh,
it's all part of being a pirate. You can't be a pirate with all your parts. Oh, it's all part of being a pirate. You can't be a pirate with all your parts.
Oh,
it's all part of being a pirate. You can't be a pirate with all your parts. Oh, it's all part of being a pirate. You can't be a pirate with all your parts.
Throw them in the sea! More rum for you and me, the way that it should be. Cause on this ship we sell things according to the...
This is Greg from The Rent List. We're keeping The Rent List up to date with information on what fairs are open or closed, so head on over to therentlist.com to find out about fairs near you. You can also follow us on social media for updates. And we also have a section for vendors and performers to get themselves listed. It's quick and easy to add yourself. Simply start by creating an account on therenlist.com.
I could be a drunken ferret, a pirate with a parrot, a buccaneer to some. I would walk with a swagger and I'd wield a deadly dagger if I only had some rum. I could sail a Captain Sparrow, leave behind a straight and narrow, a scoundrel on the run. I would make rum mimosas and I'd drink them with Barbossa if I only had some rum. I could tell you why we fly the Jolly Roger in the breeze. I could sail away and do just as I please and bring the British Navy to their knees. I would be a fearsome sailor, a pirate, not a whaler, not just another bum. Pirate pots I'd be hatching and my heart's not be a scratching if I only had some rum. Now I would like to try to pillage every village on the shore. I would plunder from Key West to Baltimore and then go back and take some more. I'd be awesome with a pistol from Jamaica up to Bristol, the treasure I have won. My pirate ship would be a big one. I'd go swinging through the rigging if I only had some rum. Jolly Roger, I'd be flying. Spanish captains would be dying. If I only had some rum.
Now first you need an R.
R.
And then a quick
I-I.
And X is next to mark the spot where buried treasures lie.
Yo ho!
And L is where you send your foes when your demands ain't met. Now tack on seven C's, that's the pirate alphabet.
Now E means that they're fellow, like E's a right good man, E's. And A spoke like a question,
E
means I don't understand. F means we ain't certain, like F we win, we'll feast. And G's is nice and dandy, but we leaves him to our priest.
First it needs an R,
R.
And then a quick
I-I.
And X is next to mark the spot where buried treasures lie.
Like rugs.
And L is where you send your foes when your demands ain't met. Now tack on seven C's, and it's the pirate alphabet. You find that you don't need a T, cause mostly we drinks rum. But B is very useful when you talks with pirate scum. It's he be captain, I be mate, what be the time we sails? Don't say why to a captain.
Why?
You'll catch the cat's nine tails. So first you need an R.
R.
And then a quick I-I.
I-I.
And X is next to mark the spot where buried treasures lie.
My dogs.
And L is where you send your foes when your demands ain't met. Now tack on seven C's, and it's the pirate alphabet.
P's is nice when war excites our passion and our greed. We take our cues from pirate greats like Blackbeard, Kidd, and Reed. Of course, double U means twice the crew of blackguards, knaves, and fiends. At our ends we cannot justify, we've used such drastic means.
First you needs an R,
R,
and then a quick
I-I.
And X is next to mark the spot where buried treasures lie.
Like men.
And L is where you send your foes when your demands ain't met. Now tack on seven C's, and it's the pirate alphabet. It's
C-C-C-C-C-C-C.
The pirate alphabet. Woo!
Hello. This is... Oh, no, wait. This is the pirate episode. So, we be... Captain Mama. And...
No! Don't say it!
First Mate Kieran! And Milo the Train. The first song is...
if I only had some rum performed by Pirates for Sale from the album Dark Side of Lagoon.
Yeah, Dark Side of the Lagoon. You can find out more
at www.piratesforsale.com. The Pirate Alphabet performed by Trinket from the album Landlocked. Find Trinket on Facebook by searching for Trinket.
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 It was formed on a whim?
No, it wasn't.
It says it was. They say it was.
No, it's not true.
Oh, well, they say they're performing in the same fashion. Are they performing on a whim?
No.
I'm sorry. You'll have to take that up with them.
Did you
get... I did see that one, yes.
Yes. Yes.
Was that lightning?
It was. It's okay. Hey, and we be pirates this week. We can weather the storm.
Really?
Yes, really.
Coming up, the Beast of Pirates Bay performed by Voltaire from the album To a Bottom of the Sea. www.voltaire.net.
Voltaire is often described as a modern-day Renaissance man. Some people may pronounce that Renaissance man. He's a singer, performer, a creator of, what is this word here?
Comic books.
Comic books. Animation and toy. Okay. So, hey. Say, what is that? Just when we need it. Just when we need a pirate lullaby. Performed for us by the Whiskey Bards. From the album, The Recruiter.
Bye!
Free rum ain't free.
Bye.
Bye. Renaissance balladeers and entertainers designed to make the most of their voices with medieval flair. We seem to have lost first mate Kieran and cabin boy Milo. The rough seas and heavy storm and lightning. And on that note... How would a pirate say?
Fair wind and following seas? I don't think we got that
tonight. I was going to say, no fair wind tonight. Let's hope it's a straight wind and not a round one, though.
Gather, weary traveler, I have a tale to tell. It might just save your lives, but only if you listen well. There before the breakers and just around the way, there's a sign that says beware the Beast of Pirate's Bay. Some say he's a guppy, a kid threw in the sea. He ate so many sailors, now he's bigger than a tree. His teeth are sharp as scissors, his claws they are like knives. And if you think he's ugly, wait till you see his insides. Oh, don't you sail and don't you row, and certainly don't you swim. Cause if you aren't careful, you'll end up inside of him. He'll eat you up, he'll spit you out, you better stay away. Heed the sign that says beware the Beast of Pirate's Bay. Some say he's a serpent that came straight from hell to eat the souls of pirates and other ne'er-do-wells. Some they don't believe it, as for me, I've got a hunch. Cause they used to have some pirates here, but he ate them all for lunch. Sail and don't you row, and certainly don't you swim. Cause if you aren't careful, you'll end up inside of him. He'll eat you up, he'll spit you out, you better stay away. Heed the sign that says beware the Beast of Pirate's Bay. Well, Captain Hook, you've heard of him. He came to Pirate's Bay. Seems his little nemesis had nearly got away. He reached into the water to grab at Peter Pan. There was a crunch,
and a scream! And now that scurvy captain's got hooks on both his hands. Oh, don't you sail and don't you row and certainly don't you swim. Cause if you aren't careful, you'll end up inside of him. He'll eat you up, he'll spit you out, you better stay away. Heed the sign that says beware the beast of Pirate's Bay. Blackbeard the pirate, you know for what he's feared. It's mostly for the dark imposing color of his beard. He saw the beast and now nobody's scared of him because his beard turned white and all agree he looks like Santa Claus. Oh, don't you sail and don't you row and certainly don't you swim. Cause if you aren't careful, you'll end up inside of him. He'll eat you up, he'll spit you out, you better stay away. The sign that says beware the beast of Pirate's Bay. Well, now the tavern's empty and there's only you and me. And if you care, I'd like to share how this song came to be. So come a little closer if you really want to know. This very sad and woeful tale happened so long ago. Well, I was just a little boy when I went to Pirate's Bay. And there I saw a creature that was very much dismayed. With a harpoon in his dorsal fin and a hook stuck in his side. This mighty whale was in such pain, we both began to cry. I pushed and I shoved, but he wouldn't give way. Into the deeper waters of our shallow Pirate's Bay, all I could do to help him was to keep people away. So I wrote a sign that said, beware the beast of Pirate's Bay. And what did it say? Don't you sail and don't you row and certainly don't you swim. Cause if you aren't careful, you'll end up inside of him. He'll eat you up, he'll spit you out, you better stay away. Heed the sign that says, beware. Hell, I should know, I put it there. Heed the sign that says, beware the beast of Pirate's Bay.
Pirate laddie, while the waves they roll. Sleep, bonny pirate laddie, ocean breezes blow. Feel the ship rock to and fro, hear wind through rigging sigh. A gentle ocean sounds below, a pirate lullaby. Storms rise upon the seas as clouds darken up high. See the sails begin to stretch as winds fall from the skies. Waves roll and toss the ship roughly from side to side. Taste the salt upon your lips from the fury of the tide. Grab the hatches, batten down, as waves they crest the bow. Mainsail first, secure the deck, else every man might drown. Drop the anchor, ride the storm, and pray with all your might. Feel thunder clap and racing heart as you struggle for your life. Sleep, bonny pirate laddie, while the waves they roll. Sleep, bonny pirate laddie, ocean breezes blow. Feel the ship rock to and fro, hear wind through rigging sigh. The gentle ocean sounds below, a pirate lullaby.
stone doth wane and fade away as clouds drift off with sighs. See on high the azure hue of gentle soft blue skies. Waves fall and come, goes o'er the sea, now lightly rolls. Taste the tang of sea and sweat as salt winds gently blow. Grasp the ropes and hoist the sails, it's back to port you're bound. A mainsail billows large and full, soon you'll be on dry ground. Weigh the anchor, spin the wheel, this day or nature win. Feel spray of sea, the ocean's kiss, you're on your way again. Sleep, bonny pirate laddie, while the waves they roll. Sleep, bonny pirate laddie, ocean breezes blow. Feel the ship rock to and fro, hear wind through rigging sigh. The gentle ocean sounds below a pirate lullaby.
If you would like to help support our show, please consider becoming a patron of the show over at our Patreon page. There's a link to that in the show notes. Also, if you want to make a one-time donation, you can go to paypal.me/renfestpodcast, or just tell your friends about the podcast and why you like it. We're also looking for volunteers if you'd like to help out. Send us an email at renfestpodcast@gmail.com. Our entire podcast is a labor of love. We are all volunteers here, and we could not make this happen without our current patrons who are helping us to finance things like the website and storage for all the music. So thank you so much for all of your help. All that money goes directly back into the show and helps us to bring more music to you. And now on to the actual show.
As I sailed, oh, my name is Captain Kidd, as I sailed. My name is Captain Kidd, and God's laws I did forbid, and most wickedly I did as I sailed. My father taught me well to shun the gates of hell, but against him I rebelled as I sailed. He stuck a Bible in my hand, but I left it in the sand, and I pulled away from shore as I sailed. As I sailed, oh, my name is Captain Kidd, as I sailed. My name is Captain Kidd, and God's laws I did forbid, and most wickedly I did as I sailed. I murdered William Moore, and I left him in his gourd 20 leagues away from shore as I sailed. And even crueler still, his gunner I did kill, and his precious blood did spill as I sailed. My name is Captain Kidd, as I sailed, oh, my name is Captain Kidd, as I sailed. My name is Captain Kidd, and God's laws I did forbid, and most wickedly I did as I sailed. And I vowed with my last breath to walk in wisdom's path as I sailed. But my commitment lasted not, for my vows I had forgot. Oh, damnation is my lot as I sailed. To the execution dock, lay my head upon the block. No more laws I will mock as I sailed. Take warning here and heed to shun bad company, or you'll end up just like me as I sailed. Captain Kidd, as I sailed, oh, my name is Captain Kidd, as I sailed. My name is Captain Kidd, and God's laws I did forbid, and most wickedly I did as I sailed.
is Captain Kidd. As I sailed, oh, my name is Captain Kidd. As I sailed, my name is Captain Kidd, and God's laws I did forbid. And most wickedly I did as I sailed. And most wickedly I did as I sailed. And most wickedly I did as I sailed.
Many might have heard the name Anne Bonny. Indeed, she holds well worth mentioning. A pirate in her own right, she arose throughout unusual means. And her end, well, that remains a mystery. Born the illegitimate daughter of a man and his maiden, she had an unlucky start. Indeed, being born in the Emerald Isles, 'tis said she held the temper of many of her Irish kinsmen. When she was still young, her father took her and, surprisingly, her mother to the new colonies across the ocean to accept a position. Indeed, though her father likely would have wished otherwise, the change of atmosphere did little to quell young Anne and her mad red-headed ways. In fact, many tales tell of her stabbing a servant girl in her father's household as a young teenager. As another act of rebellion aside from stabbing the staff, Anne married a poor sailor by the name of James Bonny while she was still quite young. Perhaps James married Anne for her money. After all, a man in want of money is in want of a wife. Though he most certainly was never accepted by his father-in-law. As such, Anne and her newly wedded bridegroom moved away from her father's household, settled in the islands to the south. Poor James never saw the future this would entail. Down the line, Anne found herself quite unhappy in this marriage arrangement and often went about on the town. One fateful night, she met the equally rebellious Mary Read, another woman who was quite like herself. Mary had been sailing for quite a time now, and with nothing less than the infamous and unusual pirate Calico Jack Rackham. Calico Jack was known for many things. His flamboyant dress, just to say he dressed quite unusually, many times with scraps of different colours. His irresponsible ways. His fearsome Jolly Roger. It's a flag featuring both the skull and two crossed swords. It's quite menacing. But not least, his love of the drink. Indeed, Jack was well known, but nay for being the greatest and fiercest of pirates. Nonetheless, Anne left her home and husband behind and took to sailing with Jack and Mary. And the two women, dressed as men, likely only Jack knowing the truth of the secret. At least until the horrific time which saw to the end of Jack's piratical days. Being an illegal pirate rather than a pirateer, that is, someone who's allowed to raid the ships of enemies, usually on behalf of crown or government, someone like Sir Francis Drake, Calico Jack was an outlaw and sought by the King's fleet from England. Being the powerhouse the Armada had indeed become, the fleet eventually caught up to the flamboyant pirate. All of the men aboard the ships, including Captain Jack himself, fled below the decks to avoid the boarding party's fire. Not really certain they thought that plan through. Only the two women remained aloft to fight. And fight they did, but unfortunately, two women against the King's Navy does not hold well odds for the ladies. And as such, everyone finds themselves captured and in bonds. Brought back to the Americas. But luckily for Anne, luckily for Mary, they had a secret weapon. Being as they were women, they were able to plead the belly, claiming they were both pregnant. Now, while the men were condemned to die immediately for their crimes, the women received a stay of execution. But unfortunately, and quite sadly for dear Mary, it was indeed likely she was pregnant. For she fell ill and was unable to recover before passing away to the heavens, praying for forgiveness from her prison cell. Anne, however, had no such problems and was able to escape, though 'Tis said she visited old Jack on the last night of his life to wish him a not-so-fond farewell. Legend claims her last words to him were as epic as the woman herself. Had you fought like a man, you need not die like a dog. Though nobody but the two former compatriots witnessed the moment. Legend also holds that the next morning as Calico Jack did the hempen jig, Anne watched, hidden in the crowd, smiling under her cloak. She disappeared from that day, though, and none have seen her positively since. Some say that she still haunts the seas, hidden again in disguise, perhaps as a man. Perhaps even she stays ashore, gambling her way through the inns and public houses of the colonies. None are quite sure, though many claim to spot her bright red hair and the flame in her eyes to this day.
We started that last section with Captain Kidd, performed by Sian from the album Making Friends. You can find out more about them at rebarbnation.com/Sian. And we'll follow it up with Anne Bonny, performed by Bonnie Muffat, traveler and storyteller from the album First Fabule. Our last two songs for this pirate show special is Neeson's Blood, performed by Boom Pirates from the album Prepare to be Boarded. You can find out more about them at facebook.com/boompirates. And we will finish this show up, because our rum glasses are empty, with The Parting Glass, performed by Quartermaster Band from the album Quartermaster. You can find out more about them on Facebook at Quartermaster Band. And if you want to do some piratey jokes, I racked my brain on some. A pirate on the Wheel of Fortune. I like to buy an eye. A pirate's favorite place for breakfast. IHOP. A pirate's favorite kind of movie rating.
Arr. Hey, how about a toast and a song that harkens back to when we were honest sailors? All right, Mr. Luke, lead us off, boy.
Oh, a drop of Nelson's blood wouldn't do us any harm. A drop of Nelson's blood wouldn't do us any harm. A drop of Nelson's blood wouldn't do us any harm. And we'll all hang on behind.
Oh, a fat Spanish galleon wouldn't do us any harm.
Oh, a fat Spanish galleon wouldn't do us any harm. A fat Spanish galleon wouldn't do us any harm. And we'll all hang on behind. We'll roll the chariot along, we'll roll the old chariot along, we'll roll the old chariot along, and we'll all hang on behind.
Oh, a plate of Irish steak wouldn't do us any harm.
No, a plate of Scottish haggis wouldn't do us any harm.
Oh, to get a new cook wouldn't do us any harm.
And we'll all hang on behind.
We'll roll the old chariot. Ashore wouldn't do us any harm, and we'll all hang on behind. We'll roll the old chariot along, we'll roll the old chariot along, we'll roll the old chariot along, and we'll all hang on behind. We'll roll the old chariot along, we'll roll the old chariot along, we'll roll the old chariot along, and we'll all hang on behind.
for want of wit. To memory now I can't recall. So fill to me the hearty glass. Good night and joy be to you all. If I had money enough to spend and leisure time to sit a while, there is a fair maid in this town that surely has the heart beguiled. Her rosy cheeks and ruby lips, my own, she has the heart enthralled. So fill to me the parting glass. Good night and joy be to you all. Of all the comrades ere I had, they are sorry for my going away. And of all the sweethearts ere I had, they will wish me one more day to stay. But since it fell into my lot that I should rise and you should not, I gently rise and softly call. Good night and joy be to you all. So fill to me the parting glass and drink a health, whate'er befall. Then gently rise and softly call. Good night and joy be to you all.
The Renaissance Festival Podcast is brought to you by the fans and performers and the podcast minions. If you enjoy the music you heard, visit RenaissanceFestivalMusic.com and find out more about the artists who make the music happen. Show your support, buy their music, and tell your friends about the great music you found here. We will see you at the fair. Sláinte.
The fair is over. The sun begins to set. The cast gathers to feast among the clovers. Friends hug. Enemies hug too. Another year for us to take animosity and shrug. The drums still linger. The story is set. Music overwhelms a sad ballad singer. It passed too quick. What happened to time when musicians would gather to play a few licks? Hold me a moment. Don't say a word. Let me inhale so I can smell the magic that's floating. Another year passes. I think I must have blinked. There's too much I missed and not enough lasses.